My guess says you may not wear a cape like Superman, but if you are born from above, you are no longer a mere mortal and more superhuman than you think. Next. Carrot Butler was born again at age 3. Immersed in the Holy Spirit at age 6, he saw miracles and healings and deliverances even as a young child, and experienced the presence and power of God at age 7. What a head start. I didn't even know who Jesus was until I was 30. Carrick, tell me about that experience at age 7.
I remember it was a Sunday evening, and it wasn't our normal Sunday service, it was a special night, and our outreach minister was ministering. And I would know him for years as a sweet man who would flow in the presence of God and the power of God. And he was walking the aisles that Sunday night, and he was finishing up, and he and his wife and those who were with him were walking the aisles, and he stopped, and he laid his hands on me and prayed for me. I don't remember what he said, but I sensed the presence of God.
Like what's going on right now?
I sensed him. I could sense him, and I didn't know really how to respond. I was 7, and so I kind of just sat back down. And I remember the next night, my parents asked me, well, what did you experience? And I was kind of struggling, trying to put in the right words what I experienced. But that night, our table conversation was on how to reverence the Holy Ghost and reverencing the Spirit of God. And that was a conversation I had at age 7. It's helped direct my life since then.
And I don't want that to slip by you. This is so important. How to reverence the Spirit of the living God. You do not take God the Spirit for granted.
Yes.
You start seeing the glory cloud as a child and angels.
Yes. So throughout my teenage years, there would be times where I'll see angels be quick little glimpses, but what kept coming to me more and more and more was the glory cloud in my room. When I would be getting ready in the morning, it's my time of prayer, a time where I watch different Christian programs. And while I was getting ready, I remember one time I walked back in my room and I saw the glory cloud, like waves of the sea, maybe a few inches off the ground, just rolling. And I remember I went and told my mom, hey, the cloud was in my room. And so she kept that in her heart and her mind. And not too many weeks later, my godmother came in town. And back then, if people were coming in town, they stayed in my room. And so my godmother stayed in my room. I was sleeping down the hall. And she had plans, like she was gonna wake up early that Saturday morning, get a lot of things done. But she slept in for hours. And she woke up the next morning and went and told my mom, I don't know what it is about Carrick's room, but there's peace in there. And my mom remembered, Carrick said the glory cloud is in there.
Boy, there's peace here right now. Carrick wrote in his book, the human soul longs to reach beyond human limitations and experience a superhuman life. What do you mean by that?
That it's time for the body of Christ to be supernatural and not just think it's the prophet or the evangelist or a ministry gift, that God wants every single believer to be supernatural. He wants every single believer to step into who they are as new creations in Christ Jesus, that it's not just supposed to be for a few special people, it's supposed to be for all of us. Every single person has been called by God to be superhuman. The worst thing someone can do after they're born again is to consider themselves just human. We're no longer mere mortals. We've been born from above, as the scripture says. We've been born again by the incorruptible seed of the Word of God.
Your siblings used to read comic books. What intrigued you about these comic books?
The heroes, what they could do, their superpowers, or how they use their intelligence to change people's lives and to save lives. And we collected literally thousands of comic books. We had the action figures. We watched the TV shows. Actually, one of our favorite family activities was 11:30 a.m. every Saturday morning. My family and I get together. We all watch this cartoon about a team of superheroes together. It was something that we did and we grew up doing. And watching these TV shows and reading these comics, the Lord began to use those as examples to teach me about how He wanted us to be supernatural.
You used the analogy of going back to cartoons.
Yeah.
Clark Kent,
yes.
And Superman, explain
yes.
that.
It's time for just living a Clark Kent. Too many of the body of Christ have been hiding out Clark Kent. They put their glasses on and pretending like they're not Superman. But it's time to step into the phone booth. It's time to put on the cape. It's time to go out there and make a difference. We are God's supernatural solution to all the problems in this world.
Would you explain new creation realities?
Yes, sir. Superheroes start as mere mortals, but then there's an incident that catapults them and transforms them into a superhero. One superhero to think about is the Flash, how he was just a normal person working in a lab, but then there was a lightning bolt and a chemical explosion that transformed him. Something similar happened to the Hulk. He was exposed to radiation. It transformed him from a doctor to this superhuman with super strength. And every believer has had an incident that's transformed them. It's called being born again. You are, as Peter says, we are born again from the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. As it says in John's Gospel, we've been born from above. When you're born again, it changes your origin story. People say, well, I don't like my past. Well, you got a new past when you're born again. You're born again into the family of God. That is the incident that changed a person forever, so they're no longer a mere mortal. They are a new creation, and that is their reality. Not something that's going to happen. It is who they are. You are a new creation in Christ Jesus. That's what the Scripture tells us. You are something that's never been seen before. Old things are passed away. All things are become new. So the first thing I want you to realize, you are not becoming a new creature. You are a new creature. And part of being a new creation, the new creation reality is you are redeemed. Too many people in the body of Christ put up with things that they're redeemed from. You are redeemed from the curse of the law. You are redeemed from sickness. You are redeemed from poverty. You are redeemed from the worst of hell. The ransom has been paid. The blood of Jesus has been shed. You are redeemed from the curse of the law, and you have divine access. Nothing stands between you and God. At any time, you can go before the throne of God and make your request known and receive from Him. You have access, and you have the advantage. There may be people in your life who have more favor than you, have more favorable position, or have more privilege, but the Scripture says the new creation has the advantage. So it doesn't matter what situation you're in right now, what you're facing right now, what's going on in life, you have the advantage. Wherever you are right now, say it with me, say, I have the advantage.
The advantage.
Now, I want you to say it like you believe it. Say, I have the advantage.
The advantage.
It doesn't matter what you're facing, you have the advantage in this life, and you are an overcomer through Jesus who loves you. Any giant, any villain, any principality, any sickness, any disease, any mental challenge, any financial challenge, you are an overcomer. You have been given the victory through Jesus Christ, and the Scripture tells us that the Holy Spirit helps our limitations. He helps our weakness. He takes us beyond our limitations. Your limits have been removed. It's time to stop putting limits on yourself and go forward with the Spirit of God. You have a purpose. You are not an accident. You have a divine assignment. You are called. You are anointed. You are equipped. You are grace. God has a plan for your life. You are not forgotten about. It's time to walk into your future and do what God has called you to do.
Now, if they don't do it now, they'll never do it. I tell you what, you may be thinking, wait a second. That's reserved for people on television. I don't have any superpowers. Does this disqualify me from being a superhero? Of course not. Be right back.
Did you know that if you, as a believer, never imagine yourself to be living the superhuman life, you will settle for the ordinary? Call now and get Carrick Butler's brand new book, No Longer Mere Mortals, 7 Secrets to Living the Supernatural Life, and his 3-part audio CD teaching series, Impartation of Hope and Imagination, plus his 7 Secrets bookmark. This is an exclusive offer for our supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9809.
You may not wear a cape like Superman, but you are born again. You are no longer a mere mortal. You're more superhuman than you think. God created you to be a real life superhero.
Pastor Carrick Butler helps you understand that you are not merely a mortal, but you are supernaturally empowered by the Holy Spirit to conquer the Goliaths of our day. In his new book, No Longer Mere Mortals, 7 Secrets to Living the Supernatural Life, he shares how to operate in God's power as a lifestyle, not a rare momentary encounter. Be empowered as a superhuman, not just as an apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, or teacher. Grow by leaps and bounds in daily Christian disciplines. Understand who you are in the Messiah and what God has already accomplished in your life. Unleash your God-given supernatural powers whenever trouble strikes. Begin to defeat the Goliaths staring you down. You may not wear a cape, but God made you superhuman just the same. You will also receive Carrick Butler's anointed 3-part audio CD teaching series, Impartation of Hope and Imagination. Through this series, you will learn how to stir up your imagination again and live as God designed you to be. Discover how to let go of your past, move into your future with hope, and take on giant supervillains. Understand what hope is and what it is not. Learn how to cross over with your imagination. Discover how to walk in your future as a superhuman through Carrick Butler's powerful book and three-part audio CD teaching series. Get ready to step past the limit of what seems possible and experience the wonder of God working through you. Refuse to settle for the ordinary. Activate your imagination and imagine yourself as the superhuman God created you to be. Plus, you'll receive Carrick's Seven Secrets bookmark. It displays all seven secrets to a supernatural life with a scripture reference.
You may not wear a cape like Superman, but if you are born again, you are no longer a mere mortal. You're more superhuman than you think. Carrick Butler wants you to be a superhero. He says you are created to be God's supernatural solution for a world beset with villains.
Don't miss out on getting Carrick Butler's powerful brand new book, No Longer Mere Mortals, Seven Secrets to Living the Supernatural Life, and his three-part audio CD teaching series, Impartation of Hope and Imagination, plus his Seven Secrets bookmark. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9809. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9809 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Not all superheroes have superpowers. Some, Carrick, have something else.
Yeah.
Explain.
They have a different mentality. One of my favorite superheroes is Batman. And when you look at the comics, he doesn't have super strength or super speed or superpower. The reason why he's a great superhero is the way he thinks. And the thing is, the Bible says we have the mind of Christ. And so when we come against situations, we have access to divine wisdom, creative ideas, solutions, innovations. The scripture says the entrance of His Word, the unfolding of His Word gives light. And so that makes us innovative. That means no matter what comes against us, we can have an answer. We have an answer to the problems of the day. We just have to think different, allow the Holy Spirit to influence our thinking.
Give us a preview of your audio teaching we're making available, Walking Into Your Future.
Walking into your future as a superhuman. Too many believers hold on to the past. I like to compare it to the story of the prophet Elijah. When God told him to go to the brook and he'll be sustained there. And he was there until the brook dried up. And then God told him to go to Zarephath. But you know what a lot of believers do? They like to stay at the brook. Most of us, the brook dried up. We have been speaking to the brook, confessing over the brook, dancing around the brook, doing a few backflips, trying to get the brook to produce again. But God didn't want us to stay at the brook. He wants us to move on to Zarephath. And one of the things we're encouraging in this teaching is that people move into your future. Let go of the past. Walk into your future as a superhuman. It's time to hope again. It's time to dream again. It's time to use our imagination. It's time to see ourselves as God sees us and walk into our future as a superhuman. Let go of the past. Let go. It might have been good. It might have been bad, but God has a great future for us. And that's one of the hearts of the message that I'm sharing in this CD series, that it's time to hope again. Just like Caleb, when he was in his 80s, he began to dream again. He says, give me that mountain. And so instead of saying, I'm retiring, no, he wanted the hardest place infested with giants. He said, give me this mountain. And whoever's watching right now and you think, well, I can't do this, I'm too old, you are not too old. The Spirit of God will renew your youth right now if you dare to dream again, if you dare to believe again, if you dare to hope again, and you make that step of faith, you'll find Holy Ghost energy that will renew your youth, and you have a testimony like Caleb and one like Moses.
Oh, you talk about seven secrets that transform us.
Yes.
And each one is a book, if you will. But let's talk about one or two. God hunger.
You know, as the scripture says, for those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, they shall be filled. And depending on how hungry or thirsty you are, you make plans throughout your day when you're going to eat, when you're going to drink. You're going to satisfy that hunger or that thirst. Hunger and thirst motivates our priorities. And so if we really want the presence of God in our life, we really want the Holy Spirit to flow and have His way, then we're going to make time to be in the Word. We're going to make time to pray. We're going to make time to pray in the Spirit. We're going to make time to yield to God. And hunger is important. And I've always been hungry for the things of of the Spirit, but then there have been encounters along my life that show me what I've experienced. There's more. There's more that God has
for us. When you went to Argentina.
Yes. I had the opportunity as a student at Oral Roberts University to go on a business mission trip. And we held the seminar at Rey de Reyes in Argentina, pastored by Claudio Frezon. And so up until that point, it was the strongest manifestation of the glory I've ever been in. But what marked me wasn't just the miracles and the power that would fall, but it was as Pastor Frezon would begin to pray, would lead the different services, the people would cry out, mas, mas, or more, more. And I looked around and said, I'm standing in one of the greatest manifestations of God's power that I've ever experienced, yet the people are still hungry. And it marked me that what we've seen before, there's an art to staying hungry. There's an art to experiencing what God has for you, but still going for the more, because we can't tap out the unlimited God. He's the Almighty God. He has more for us. But so many of us say, well, I've experienced enough. I saw that revival. I saw that move that I'm done. No, God has more for each and every person.
You went to South Africa. Tell me a story about the power that makes the difference.
So I have the opportunity every August to go to South Africa and Zimbabwe. And one of the years that I went down there to minister, when I go to minister, it's for a full weekend. And when every session, every time I'm preaching, is an hour to 2 hours. And so I start Friday night, then I do Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon, Saturday night. And those are hours at a time. But Sunday morning, because it's my last session, that session can sometimes go 5 hours. Because at that session, we're praying for everybody. Anybody wants prayer, we're praying for you. We start off with praying for the kids. We pray for the pastors and the ministers, and we just lay hands on everybody. And when you're laying hands on hundreds of people, that can take a lot of time. And so unless the Holy Ghost tells me differently, my prayers are pretty quick. And one time they brought this young girl up to me, and they said, Pastor, she has worms. And so I put my hands on her. I said, burn it out, Jesus. And after I did that, I just kept moving and praying for people. Afterwards, the pastor over the meeting said, I want to tell you about what happened. That young lady that they brought up who had worms, afterwards she went to the restroom and the worms had completely disappeared. But what it was about that story that just stuck out to me even more was the background. That said, she's not from Zimbabwe. She's from South Africa. And she had been going to doctor after doctor after doctor, and they could not find the source of the worms. And so one doctor said, it's cultural. And the pastor let me know that was the key words to believe, that they really believe a witch doctor had cursed the family, and that's why it was manifested in her body. And so her grandmother heard about the meetings in Zimbabwe. She went down to South Africa, got her granddaughter, took her to the meetings in faith, believing that her daughter would be healed. And when we say burn it out, Jesus, that firepower that's available to every single believer went into her body and burned out what Satan wrought, burned out what the doctors couldn't figure out, and caused her to be healed in a moment.
Speaking of firepower, tell me about the fire in Zimbabwe.
That was the fire. That went to just flow. And when I usually sense the presence of God, to me, it feels like fire, sometimes in my hands, sometimes on my face. And I imagine like a comic book character called the Human Torch. And in the comics, he's covered in fire. And I believe that's a picture of who the believer is supposed to be, because the scripture says we're baptized in the Holy Ghost in fire. We've been submerged, not just submerged in water, but we've been submerged in fire. And that fire was released into that young girl in Zimbabwe.
Carrick. There are different presences of God on these shows. I've been doing them a long time. There is a presence of the firepower of God. I really feel that. You don't have to lay hands on someone. You could just impart this. And before you impart that, I want to pray and make sure everyone is equipped to be God's superhero right here on earth. And step one is to believe that Jesus died for your sins. You are clean. He rose from the dead. He's seated at the right hand of God the Father. And you're going to invite him to live inside of you and have your own experience with him. Repeat this prayer after me out loud. Dear God, I'm a sinner.
I'm a sinner.
Against you, and you alone have I sinned. And I'm so sorry.
I believe
the blood of Jesus
washed away my sins.
And today, is the first day
of the rest of my life
to be a superhero.
To be a superhero. I ask you, Jesus, to come and live inside of me and be my Savior. And I make you my Lord. Amen. Carrick, I believe that the spirit of power, it's a strong spirit. I don't know what God's going to have you pray for people, but you pray as the Spirit directs.
People are being healed right now. There's someone, you've been having issues in your hip. It goes to your hip, down your leg, and you've been having struggles with that. You're being healed right now. So wherever you are, begin to move. Begin to move that hip. Begin to move that leg. You already see a difference in your body. Also, there's someone, you've been having neck issues. There's someone watching on TV and watching online, but also someone in this room. You've been having stiffness in your neck, but if you just begin to move your neck, you'll see that He's already healed you. The healing power is flowing through your body right now, and I release that anointing that heals from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. I command every sickness, every disease, every pain, every infirmity, every spirit of infirmity, every virus, every variant to bow to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Be healed from the top of your head to the soles of your feet and be restored to health and be made immune. Someone's receiving strengthening in your body, and the issue that caused the weakness was some type of stroke, and you've been having weakness on the side of your body, but that strength of the Holy Ghost is ministering to your body right now, renewing your youth and causing you to be strong and be made whole. Knees, be healed right now. Backs, be healed, be corrected right now in the mighty name of Jesus. That same anointing, that same glory, that same fire that is in this room, we release through every single camera, every single device, every single screen. May it flow into your homes, to your workplaces, to your vehicles, to wherever you are. May you experience this anointing that removes every burden, destroys every yoke, that burns out what Satan has wrought, and may you be refreshed and energize to move into your future, to walk into your future, to experience the life that God has for you. We come against that person. You've been having nightmares. You can't sleep at night. You've been tormented. I bind that harassing spirit. You leave that person alone. Sweet sleep is your portion. Tonight you'll sleep better than you have in years. In Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah.
And I command the spirit behind coronavirus and AIDS to be bound in the name of Jesus and leave you now. I thank you, Father God. There are people with backs that have pain and discs that need to be created. Pain leave, backs restore, backs restore. Amen. So be it.